Hey, what's up? This is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 25 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode, I am super stoked. I get to talk to Evan Leroy and Sawyer Lewis from Leroy and Lewis in Austin, Texas. They're putting out incredible barbecue, but it's not just traditional barbecue. I'll put links to everything below, but it's elevated and it's different and it's their unique spin. And we get to hear their background. And there's the first part is with Sawyer. The first part of our interview got a little bit messed up. It got corrupted, so we had to do that again. So I interviewed Sawyer. We talked about her history as well as Evan's history, and then we jump in. There's a little jump, and then we jump to the two of them talking, and you're going to love it. You could see in the background of Evan, you could see their new spot at Cosmic Coffee, and it's detailed, and you could tell their passion and where they're coming from. And they're one of the only places, if not the only place, that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'll put links to all their times below, so that way you'll have it and you can know and make sure you do visit them. But they're doing a great job. They were super nice, super funny, and they're doing it right. Please subscribe to this podcast. I'll be adding at least two or three per week. Rate it. Let me know what you think. You can also check out a YouTube version of this at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. And be sure to check out Leroy and Lewis when you're in Austin. You have to. You will not regret it one second. Thanks so much. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Thank you for doing this once more. I apologize for the... So what people will know, and I'll put a little intro this too, but we'll have it'll be a two-parter. So that way we need to get your... I wanted to get your backstory. You gave me your backstory, but it got corrupted. So let's jump in. So what's your backstory and then Evan's backstory?
Yeah. So my backstory, I grew up in West Texas. My dad, I grew up in a home where we had a giant smoker in my backyard. Oh. I never really knew what he was like out there doing, but you know, I always enjoyed the variety of meat that he was cooking. You know, he was, my family always had like large family get togethers, large parties. So entertaining was definitely kind of part of my blood, you know. Came to college in Austin, really fell in love with Austin, and always worked in restaurants, you know, throughout college. After college, got, you know, a nice liberal arts degree, moved to Boulder, Colorado, where we got the opportunity to really kind of dive in the food scene there, which was very farm-to-table oriented. And that's kind of the first time that I had experienced that, per se. The farm-to-table scene there was really abundant there, and everyone that I worked with specifically was incredibly passionate, so that was pretty infectious.
And Boulder's a pretty small town. Did it feel like a small-knit community there? Kind of, I guess, Austin, even though it's a big city, it feels small-townish.
Totally, yeah. I mean, I think that's why I think Boulder was like a fun transition. You know, I grew up in a small town, and then Austin felt like a bigger small town, and then Boulder felt like a really small, tight-knit community. And, you know, it's a bunch of, like, transient people that, you know, that are really coming to enjoy the lifestyle, which, you know, definitely includes the food culture there. You know, it's a really beautiful place. You know, everyone is really passionate about, you know, I think making their life, you know, pretty great.
Yeah. So that's the goal there. It's not there to have, yeah, a terrible 9-to-5 job. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, or I mean, the money thing, that's debatable. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was definitely an interesting like culture shift. Like it was not too far from what Austin is, but at that time, Austin really the food scene hadn't really like exploded. So then we would come home and have all these ideas about, you know, bringing something new that we had discovered back to Austin. And then, you know, at the same time, you know, things were starting to happen in Austin. Austin really, you know, the farm to table scene here. The brewing scene here,
yeah.
And you know, the pretty much the extensive food scene here really developed in the last, I would say, 10 years. Obviously, you know, people before then were putting, you know, the foundation in place for it to happen, but it's definitely a different city than it was, you know.
Oh, easily.
A decade ago.
So then, where did you go from?
I've always been very like front of the house oriented, so. I started off as a server, and always was just like pretty good at it. And when you're young, it's a great way to make, a lot of money, and also really supported a really fun lifestyle where I got to move around and travel for a while. So that was really great. And then I kind of jumped into management after like living in Boulder. I, decided that, this restaurant life could actually work for me. And I'm very, very organized, very type A. I like people. Management, restaurant management has always really been, it's worked with my personality. I also like did a lot of like, in school growing up, I was very much like the team leader, president of every club, kind of the, I don't know, event planner. So,
I guess because I was thinking about the catering aspect and we talked a lot about catering, I thought that you were also cooking as well, but you're more of the you're actually like orchestrating it all. I like it better.
exactly. So, while I don't really have my hands in the food, I definitely, Evan would say that I do pretty much everything else. So I tell them how much food to cook.
Okay. So then from Boulder, you went to.
Boulder, we actually traveled a minute. My husband, Nathan Lewis, who's also, a partner in our business, and who we're working on opening a brewery with at some point in the future.
So nice.
He, really got in the he got his foot in the door in Boulder in a brewery called Left Hand Brewery, which is still very, widely known across the nation. Got an opportunity there, and then went to brewing school in Chicago, and then in Munich, Germany. So I was like, you know what? I've saved enough money. We're gonna make this a fun thing. So I went with them, and that was really fun to experience Chicago. And then, we got to travel around Europe a little bit, enjoy that German food culture, which is also something that, I think influences what we will be doing and what we kind of do now.
Oh, that's really cool. That's great.
And then we moved to Houston, lived in Houston for a while. My husband got a really good job at Carbach, which at that time was the fastest growing brewery in America. So that was kind of a strange choice for us, but at the moment was really a no-brainer. He got to work with some really wonderful people, so it was really cool. And I had at the same time also got to work with some really great people. I worked at a restaurant called Cultivare, which I'm very proud of. Ryan Perrin just got nominated for the, James Beard Awards, so really pushing for him. He's a really good dude, and I learned a lot, from my time at Cultivare. It's the only, I think it's probably still the only urban garden in the city. So
That is
they
killer.
source all their produce from the, basically the parking lot.
Whenever there's a restaurant that has a garden attached to it.
And they really took a unique small space and have really maximized the efficiency that they do there. It's definitely, when you talk about orchestrating, it's definitely a show. There's a like when we opened, there would be like a 4 hour wait immediately, and people would, because there's we didn't take reservations. So as a from a front of the house management perspective, it was very much a lot to juggle, offering people a really high quality experience, having them commit to wait a long period of time, and then make that wait enjoyable
Worthwhile,
for them.
that's
And then, ultimately, have their meal be, worth it, which.
yeah, those expectations for when you wait in that kind of line. It's good knowledge to have, and it's good for you now and forever.
Absolutely. I think it's funny, the dynamic of barbecue. So in the meantime, I would come back to Austin to visit my college friends who grew up with Evan. Evan is from Austin and grew up barbecuing with his family here. Went away to college, got his first, I guess, food job in college, and started working in kitchens in college, and really figured out that he was pretty good at it. I know he wanted to be, originally he wanted to be a food writer. He was an English major.
I
And
remember that.
so he got involved in the scene, and I think got bitten by the bug, the restaurant bug, and realized that barbecue was kind of his niche. And so he moved to New York and worked at Hill Country Barbecue in New York. At some point, they decided to move back home. They decided Austin was for them. And then, so he moved back home around the time that we moved to Houston. And when we would come and visit our friends, we would get together, you know, have some beers. You know, industry people have a tendency to kind of gravitate towards each other. So,
because you have a similar lifestyle, kind of, it's a, and a mindset.
Totally. Yeah. And that's really interesting because a lot of our friends are doctor, you know, dentist, doctor, you know, lawyer. You know, we have all different types of professional, you know, friends that are doing really great things, but they very much have like more of a structured, mm-hmm. you know, 9 to 5, weekends off. And, you know, when you get there at 10:30 at night, you know, cause you just have been at work for 12 hours, you tend to, you know, gravitate to the people that understand, you know, what your day was like.
And in your body and your mind, you're still going at that time. Whereas a lot of like those people are going to bed so they can get up and like a lot of, when you're done with a restaurant, you still want to do something for a few hours. That's
exactly. And the funny thing with Evan is Evan's the kind of person that he might be up and ready to, and going at 10:30 at night, but he's up at 4:30 in the morning. So that's unique because I'm not like that, but he is. I still have my like, I'm still fighting my, you know, decade and a half of like late night work. So
that's funny.
I'm attempting to adapt.
In Austin, what restaurant was he working at again?
So he was at Friedman's, yeah. Which is in West Campus. He was there for about 5 years. I think that it was a really great opportunity for him. He really got to go in and, you know, kind of develop the menu, try out some new things, and really like got a lot of attention for what he was doing. I think he had a lot of like freedom there to, initially play with things and then refine the menu to be something that was like very consistent. Brad, who's our other pit master, after Evan left, he made the top 50. So that was fun. That was kind of a redeeming thing for everyone.
But while he was at Friedman's, you guys, I recall you guys like kind of pining at night, like thinking, you know, this would be a nice, when you guys all got together, great to have a restaurant.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, for us, I think what we do is very authentic to Austin. And I think, you know, it's really apparent how, you know, we're planning for South by Southwest right now. And a lot of people that are coming in from all over the country are really looking for an authentic Austin experience. And while I think barbecue in general is authentic to Texas, I think what we're doing specifically is really authentic to Austin. You know, we have a lot of really wonderful local farmers that we're sourcing from. So it automatically, you know, is tied to the local experience.
Definitely.
People here are not only, you know, I think attached to what Texas barbecue means to them. They're also open-minded and interested in kind of pushing the envelope and trying something new. You know, it's not only like traditional, it also has elements of, you know, kind of a modern take on Texas barbecue.
And there's definitely a groundswell of that the last couple of years, it feels like, kind of.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, I think it's happening more and more. I think that we kind of came out and attempted to kind of brand it as something that was new, which has been really good for us. But yeah, you know, initially we would get together and kind of talk about our experience and what we brought to the table. And I think Evan and I specifically, you know, and his wife Lindsay and my husband Nathan, we all kind of bring together, you know, a unique skill set from each other, you know?
That's true.
And that really works for us. I know a lot of there's a lot of chef collaborations that do really well, but for us, you know, we're definitely like opposite sides of the same coin. And that's been really positive for us.
And then, so what was the turning point that you said, okay, we're going to jump into this and open up a trailer?
Well, actually kind of a long-winded experience. We had, at that point, we'd moved back to Austin, to be closer to our families. I think that was something that all of us, you know, were, it was important for us. And we really wanted to start this brew pub, which, you know, was, I think, pretty, our aspirations were high, you know, we really wanted to find this like beautiful piece of property, and, you know, kind of come in and, you know, do it all and do it, you know, do it big. And the Austin real estate scene, as we discussed earlier, it's really challenging right now. A lot of people, like, coming in, a lot of new money, a lot of people, property values are soaring. Like, while we are ready to go, it's really hard to find a place to, like, settle down. So opening a food truck is seemingly at least easier to start.
A little more cost effective.
I don't know about easier to run, because it has its own, inefficiencies or its own challenges.
Yeah. You don't just park and go. It's definitely not, it's not easy.
I mean, well, you have to keep it running,
Yes.
you have to, right, you have to ch change the oil or the tires, or make sure that we can keep going, and the while mobility is great, it's also, challenging.
Tight
And
quarters.
I think, yeah, but initially we kind of came up with the idea and started the truck within like maybe 6 weeks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm the kind of person that if I have a timeline, I'm gonna stick to it. I'm gonna kill myself to make it work. And we actually opened, I think, maybe like 3 days after my goal, but we
That's good to know. That's so funny.
yeah but yeah I mean, and it's definitely happening a lot here. There's a lot of food trucks, opening every day. But it definitely was an interesting decision. I don't know if I like I knew what I was getting into, but I think you don't think about it in its entirety. I think anytime you make a big decision like that, I was like, oh yeah, it'll be great. And I mean, while it is great, I didn't think about like being outside
The
all
elements, yeah, that
yeah
get, you romanticize it for sure.
And I mean, and also I think the idea of doing anything for yourself for me is so motivating that I have a tendency to just like jump in and get really excited about it. And while I don't regret anything that we've done, I'm definitely, the older, wiser me now, it's been a whole year, definitely has learned a lot in the last year.
Was the response, the initial response?
Well, that's actually hilarious because a lot of like, I think our friends and family were like super supportive. They knew that we were gonna do it and do a good job of it. We are really lucky that we have a lot of, our personal network is very encouraging. I know when I left my last role, which I had a lot of responsibility and it was like a very successful job, they were like, you're leaving to open a food truck? And while they were like super vocal about that, I kind of like could pick up the tone. Like, they didn't really understand the scope of the food truck and how I think initially like busy we were going to be. And we've gotten a lot of positive attention and that we really wanted to shake it up and do something new. We just didn't want to be some dude, I don't know. We really wanted to really commit and do it like it was a big, real commitment. So
And people can do numbers, good quantities out of food trucks. It's like sometimes people think it's either they think it's just like an easy thing to do, or they also think, you can't, you can only put out like 15 sandwiches out of a food truck or 30.
Well, it's really funny because we definitely push the envelope there. We definitely go, we're open now 14 hours a day. So, we open at 7 a.m. and we're there till 9 p.m.
That is
And
crazy.
yeah, we maximize it. Yeah, I don't know. I was asking Evan, I was like, I can't think of another barbecue food truck that's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner in Austin. I mean,
Don't think there's
maybe
any.
overlooking, but yeah, it's quite the undertaking. So we definitely like we brought on really good people, and we've tried to make it worth their while, and also really, take on catering full force because that's obviously been really successful for us, and also like kind of plays to my skill set. So
And you guys were always talking to Cosmic, right? Wasn't that sort of a
yeah, we were always talking to Cosmic. That's kind of also part of the story. So Paulo Vasey, who's one of the owners of Cosmic, also worked in New York with Evan at Hill Country Barbecue. So
I don't
when
think
he
we talked about that last time. Oh, that's
Oh,
interesting.
really? Yeah. So that's kind of a fun connection. I feel like everyone in Austin knows everyone. It's a really wonderful place to, find community, and specifically the food community and music community here is very supportive of each other. Everyone kind of collaborates and is very supportive. The brewing scene is very much the same way. So Paul reached out to Evan and said, "Hey, I heard you're opening up a food truck. I might have a spot for you." And that was in like the very beginning of our food truck conversations. And so I think that was really encouraging. Because I would say, if looking back, I think location is incredibly important. Anyone that opens a, I have a, I actually have some industry friends that are like, "Hey, I'm thinking about opening a food truck. What kind of advice do you have?" And I always say, location, location, location can make or break you. So, always kind of had the idea that we were going to be at Cosmic. Started off there when it was not what it is today, when it was kind of an old construction area. And, lived through that period. We'll call that the, pre-cosmic period. It was definitely challenging at moments, but taught us a whole lot about the industry and about, the nature of the business and about ourselves. So,
kind of inserting yourself into this tradition in your own way too. So.
and what was that like when you guys first initially opened up? Was that a scary moment for you guys?
I mean, I think it was definitely scary. I think, with any reward comes risk, and we are first-time business owners. Another thing that we have heard for the last 9 months is like, "Man, this food is so good, and there's no line." Like, that's, there's so many people that come up, and they're equally excited that they don't have to wait, 4 hours to get a good meal. That being said, we did have a line pretty much consistently all weekend last weekend, because the coffee shop that we have committed ourselves to being parked at, we pulled in March, expecting them to open pretty quickly, and they had some delays, so they opened last week. So, now we
Briefly,
have a little,
maybe everywhere.
now we have a little bit more infrastructure to provide the guests with a well-rounded experience, which, on my end of, that's what I do is, I do all the other things, besides make the food. So offering, comfortable bathrooms and, heat in the winter and, AC in the summer and nice music and, a nice space for people to indulge, is really re rewarding. And, we're very grateful that they're open. And, that Paul, who's the gentleman, one of the managers and the owners at Cosmic, and Evan actually worked together in New York at Hill Country, so there's that connection there.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, we're super happy to be there, and we've definitely seen like a boom of business, because the current location is not like on a major street. It's kind of in a alcove and in a neighborhood. So it's been fun to see the steady growth, and we're kind of adapting accordingly. So.
And your menu is there's a little bit you're tailing you're having are you adding stuff or they're adding stuff to their menu that includes your brisket and food?
no, they're just they are only serving beverages, and
Okay.
we are only serving
Or
food.
the food truck.
Okay. That's how it works. So and then but there's a but then you at you guys are sourcing bagels from somewhere?
Yeah, we did. We partnered up with this local bagel company. They don't have a brick and mortar yet, but they've started supplying a couple different coffee shops around town. And we knew we had to add breakfast, but we didn't want to have breakfast tacos, and we didn't want to have kolaches and just kind of stuff that other people were going to do. And this guy, I kind of met him at the right time. It just like dropped right in our lap. Tom Rosen, Rosen's Bagels, really, really good stuff. And all we got to do is mix up some cream cheese, that's it, and just throw them in the toaster. So.
But you also have a bagel sandwich too, brisket with.
Yeah, well, so we put chopped brisket in the cream cheese, so that's kind of like the main. That's
Oh, I've never heard of
the big turkey loses its shit
that.
over that. And yeah, we have a couple sandwiches, like an egg salad and some like smoked breakfast sausage and some ham and Gruyere. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of positive attention for the bagels, which is really, you know, interesting because there's not, well, I guess because there's not a lot of people doing bagels here. And, you know, people have just really gotten super excited about the bagels, which has definitely been like a pleasant surprise.
Everybody thinks we're just a bagel shop now.
Well, that's the, you know what, and it is, it's even in Los Angeles, I find it hard to find good bagels, and you'd think that that would be something that would be prevalent across the United States, but it's really not.
Yeah.
Well, we're happy that we found ours.
That's awesome. Yeah. Oh yeah, you know, I can't, I'm definitely going to get some bagels too. So tell me about your hours, your menu right now, and anything, like specific food, just kind of delve
into. So we're open Wednesday to Sunday. We have breakfast in the morning. That's the bagels. We just do a toasted chopped brisket schmear. We do smoked jalapeno. We do like, they have a little garden over here.
Okay.
And Cosmic.
Is it over there?
No, I think it's right there. No, it's right there. Yeah.
But they've got some herbs growing over there, so we take some of those and throw some garlic in there. We've got those couple sandwiches I talked about. And then for lunch, we do beef cheeks. We do our mac and cheese stuffed quail. We do some kind of sliced pork dish. Basically, like the greatest hits kind of from this past year.
Okay.
And then some of our favorite side dishes, like the barbecue fried rice or the kale Caesar slaw. And then for dinner, we throw on our burger. We just added a veggie burger. We're going to do some more like sandwich focused, bar food focused kind of stuff for dinner time so we can be open. So we can sell out all of our lunch barbecue and so we can still be open for dinner.
And still be able to have dinner.
14 hours a day.
Wow. What were you open before? You were open only for lunch and maybe.
We started off doing lunch, and then when the summer hit and we didn't really have a place for people to eat indoors, we decided it was a great time to open for dinner. Because you know, in Texas, it's really nice. It's challenging to be outside during the day, but at night, you know, it's beautiful. So we decided to open for dinner this summer. And then, you know, we held on to those hours and, you know, added breakfast at the beginning of January. So, you know, now we're doing breakfast, lunch, dinner. Definitely a challenge logistically because we still only have the two of us and then two full-time employees and a part-time employee.
Wow.
Yeah, we're hiring this week, you know, but we're definitely a skeleton crew that, you know, everyone works really hard to make it happen. And, you know, we're kind of rising to the occasion. So, yeah, every day is an adventure.
How many months have you been open then?
Nine.
March, and we've seen all of the types of weather you can see. Extreme heat, hurricanes, snow.
Yeah, we've really had a well-rounded season experience now.
It sounds like it. So what's the weather like right now? It's obviously cold, right?
Cold, man. Can't you see?
Yeah. I can see. No, you guys look pretty bundled up. I know. It's probably going to be like 80 here in Los Angeles.
It's, It was 35.
When I got to the truck yesterday, it was 19 degrees outside. I know when Evan probably got to the truck, it was more like 16 degrees outside.
Everything is frozen.
Yeah, everything was frozen. So it was funny.
The truck is frozen.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so crazy. What's a typical day like for you guys then? Like on a day your guys are open?
Evan is more of a morning person. So him and our assistant Tom do the mornings into lunches, and then I come in, you know, midday, sometimes earlier, sometimes later. You know, we both are kind of there all the time, working all the time, but come in for lunch, and then our other assistant, Brad, and I do dinner there. So right now we've had a really consistent early morning breakfast crowd into lunch. On Saturday and Sunday this week, we were super busy all day. You know, we had a pop at 4 o'clock on Sunday. So definitely, you know, all walks of life, you know, from the neighborhood are coming in and, you know, lots of young families. And then, you know, we've had a nice dinner crowd as well. So things have kind of, you know, changed up since the coffee shop opened and people can, you know, have beers with their barbecue and, you know, have coffees early in the morning. So definitely pretty busy all the time. Obviously, yesterday it was super cold. I was like, literally on Tuesday, it was one of the coldest days in 10 years. You know, I think Tom, who's our, you know, our you know, in-house meteorologist told us that it was the coldest day, you know, in the past 10 years. So I don't know how much, I don't know if that's true, but definitely felt cold yesterday morning, but we still had some people, you know, show up for bagels, which was really cool. I think it's a testament to the fact that people are really excited about what we're doing.
Forgive me if I'm asking a stupid question. So Mondays and Tuesdays, the trailer's not open, but the coffee, the Cosmic is open.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're serving bagels?
They are not.
Oh, they're not. Okay. So those 2 days that people can't get bagels.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Those days right now are just, you know, obviously we're a small staff, so.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Those days are incredibly important for us to catch up on, you know, all of the things that, you know, we should be doing.
People don't understand that too. They just want you to be open. Like when someone says I'm open 7 days a week, I honestly don't know how they do it.
Yeah. I think they just have to have good management. Yeah.
And there could be a day, you know, down the road that you guys can be open 7 days a week.
I think that's the goal. I mean, I think that we'll see how, you know, Austin is incredibly seasonal. In March, we'll see a huge boom generally.
For sure.
You know, and in the fall. So we'll see how it goes. I think we might at least try to stay open a little bit later in the spring and the summer, just because, you know, people are out later at night and it's, you know, it's light outside till 9 p.m. But yeah, we'll see. You know, we're pretty excited about what we're doing now. We are running at capacity. Another huge part of our business is catering.
Oh,
a ton of catering.
That's good to know.
Yeah, so we do a ton of catering, and you know that definitely peaks in the spring and the fall too. We had a giant catering event last night, so I'm moving a little bit slower today this morning.
Yeah. You're not a morning person, and I'm bugging you. That's why.
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
And you had that last night, so
yeah. I earned my keep last night, so I don't have to go until 10 this morning.
So you guys are open today, right? So
we are open today. Yeah, we are open today.
And so what time? It's 9:49 right now, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What a great location. You guys have to be so happy with that. Okay,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just great, except for right now when it's 35. Yeah.
Well, that's like the location that you existed. That part's going to be hard to do. So now, you said beer. Does Cosmic serve beer?
Yeah.
Beer and draft cocktails.
Wow. Yeah, so they have a nice selection of local craft beer, some cocktails on tap. So it's nice, you know, they're sourcing, you know, from some of our friends on the street, you know, from some of the bigger guys in the community. But, you know, I think we're all big beer fans, so it's nice to be able to have a beer at the end of a long day, you know.
Yeah.
Evan's actually doing Dry January, so he hasn't gotten to experience it yet. But I certainly have.
So. Well, January is almost done.
Right? Yeah, we're halfway through.
We are definitely halfway through. And now where exactly is this located? So there are people that there's a lot of foot traffic too. Can people walk from the neighborhood?
Well, there's like a winery over here, right behind me over there.
I can see.
There's
a
climbing gym over there too.
Wow, this is
kind of like just right behind us over here. Behind this building is really busy street, South Congress. It's not like the SoCo part, like with all the shops and stuff on it. It's just north of Ben White, a couple blocks. It's like a kind of an up and coming little area.
Okay. Yeah. That's like my dream, is to have a climbing gym, a barbecue spot, and be able to get beer and coffee. I think that's
seriously. Yeah. You got it all.
It's actually going to become like a theme park for you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of, you know, people I think in Austin typically are moving south just because it's a little bit more affordable. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things that we were kind of committed to when looking for, you know, the ultimate brick and mortar space and a place to park the truck. We definitely wanted to, you know, jump in South Austin. While there are some like great spots, you know, I definitely think, you know, there is room for, you know, some restaurant and bar growth. So definitely, you know, I think that the philosophy in, you know, starting a business is you go and find the next big spot instead of, you know, being late on the last big spot.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So, that was important to us, and we're kind of committed to staying true to that. So definitely a lot of young families. There's a big apartment complex that lives just like that is right across Congress from us. So we see a lot of folks, you know, that come, that walk over from there. But I think that they're making that part of Austin a little bit more, you know, friendly when it comes to pedestrians and cyclists.
Wow, that's great.
Definitely see a lot of people like walking their dogs, and that I've heard so many people that are just super excited about specifically Cosmic coming up, because it definitely is a great like gathering spot for people who would love to be able to, you know, walk to something that, you know, they, so where to walk to a venue where they can relax and, yeah, you know,
that, because it looks like there's a lot of seating and it just looks like a very welcoming environment too. It's just, that's a place to chill. Yeah. And I'm sure you'll get people that are, you know, with the laptop, like just the whole gamut of kind of families and different people. That's really perfect. So is this what you expected? That's kind of, I want to wrap it up. Like, is this sort of where you are right now? Is this kind of, does this feel like,
no way.
When you guys were pining about this and talking about this a while ago.
Not quite.
Yeah. I think that, you know, this experience for me has been like, hey, let's try to figure out what's going to happen. And then also understand that what we think is going to happen is not going to happen. And then we need to like adapt to whatever does happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, in the beginning we thought we were just going to do lunch. We were going to have a line, and we ended up, you know, that idea quickly did not play out the way we thought, specifically because we opened in the spring and then it was the summer and we didn't have a place for people to eat inside, and we didn't have bathrooms and all of this infrastructure that we were planning on having. So the way that we really made it work was, you know, we did have some consistent business. We had a lot of regulars. That was wonderful. We had a lot of people that kept coming back, but we didn't have the like boom of people right in the beginning that we thought we would.
Mm-hmm.
Now, looking back, you know, we weren't offering much, but like a great, food experience, you know, the atmosphere we were offering was definitely not what I anticipated. That being said, I'm glad we stuck through it because, you know, now we have, you know, we really have what was promised to us in the beginning when it came to the location at Cosmic. So, you know, we decided to open for dinner, which was great. That was a nice way to like, you know, utilize our food and really, you know, offer someone a comfortable experience. So that definitely helped. Catering, you know, just exploded. And because of my background with event planning, and, you know, some of the other restaurants that I have managed were very event oriented. I definitely took the ball and like ran with it and told these guys like, hey, you know, we're saying yes to every single catering event that we possibly can. And
that's
a great
facet of the business. It's important.
Yeah.
Very important. And like, man, we definitely pushed our limits when it came to catering on multiple occasions. And I definitely was the bad guy, you know, like, hey guys, we're going to do, you know, events for 600 people today. and they did a great job of, you know, of doing it and, you know, executing those events, which is a lot, you know, for such a small crew and, you know,
oh, for sure,
the limitations that we currently have. So we definitely like, you know, challenged ourselves to do that well, last year. And I think now we have a lot of people, we've had a lot of, engagement with the community at a lot of events. We've seen a lot of people come back. We've seen a lot of new faces and, you know, we didn't really know what to expect when Cosmic opened. We knew it would be great. And then, you know, it definitely has been a surge of business. The bagel breakfast thing has been incredibly popular. We definitely didn't expect that to happen. I think it's been a wild ride. And I think anytime, you know, your heart and your soul and your passion, you know, you're passionate about something that you really care about. I think Evan and I are definitely the both type of people that, you know, we're not going to give up no matter what. We're going to make it work no matter what. We're going to push ourselves super hard to, you know, offer the best, be the best that we can be. And so I think there's, you know, there's been many times where we're too tired and we're too confused and we're just too worn out. But, you know, we keep pushing through. And I think it's, you know, sometimes it's hard to take a step back and like look at it and be like, man, all of that was worth it. But you know, when I do, I'm really pleased with, you know, where we're at now.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really proud of, you know, the experience that we offer people And the food is, you know, so amazing. And, you know, I think we're in a really good space. So
it's funny how every single person, and I had been reading about you guys and hearing great things, but everyone says, Leroy Lewis, you have to go there. You have to go there. So it's, I think it's just because it's what you're bringing too. It shows like the passion that you have for the food actually comes through. Whereas a lot of people have passion, but maybe they can't execute, but you guys are actually. So I'm super proud of you guys. What an awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Awesome. And so what are you going to do for, so you're going to China on Sunday. Going to be interesting.
Yeah.
So you're going to be away from the restaurant. How's that going to be?
I'm going to work a lot.
Yeah, well, we have some really good staff members. You know, I worked with Brad before at Freeman's, and he ran the place, and Tom used to run his own barbecue place, too, so they're perfectly capable of doing things. So.
Well, yeah, we're definitely going to miss him. You know, we'll probably, you know, push ourselves as far as we can go and, you know, really appreciate him when he comes back, you know. But at the same time, you know, we're all looking forward to, like, hearing about, you know, all the delicious Chinese food that he gets to eat. Oh, yeah. Because I think we're all super into that. I'm excited for him.
That'll be really cool. What do you guys have planned for South by Southwest? Do you have some events so far or no?
This place is going to be popping off. Cosmic is going to have a bunch of shows, I think. So it's going to be busy here. I don't know what else. I mean, I don't know what else. I'm sure we'll book a bunch of stuff. Sorry's one is booking. Maybe there's some she hasn't told me about yet.
We definitely have some private events in the works. Okay. You know, I will do it. I will give a shout out to Yeti. We work with Yeti, which I don't know. Yeti's a huge thing in Los Angeles?
Yeah. Well, it's a huge thing in Los Angeles, and it's also just because I'm immersed in the barbecue world. It's one of the biggest things, yeah.
They're huge. You know, their flagship store is here. Their corporate office is here. They're really supportive of us. We do a lot of catering with them. They always do a couple of big South by Southwest parties. So we'll definitely do some stuff with them. And then, you know, I just got an email that, you know, the Luck reunion's happening. We might do some stuff with them. So that would be fun.
Wow, that would be fun.
You know, hang with Willie for a day. but yeah, you know, I think that South by Southwest is a fun opportunity to, you know, to get the people that are, you know, have heard about us that live all over the country and they come for music.
Oh, sure.
Definitely want to, you know, be here at the truck, offer them a great experience, then go out and do some other fun stuff in our downtime.
Yeah, and the timing's perfect. Being at Cosmic now, that's ideal.
Yeah. The idea is that we need double the staff by the time the South by rolls around.
Well, thank you guys, and get some rest and enjoy your trip in China, and not rest, like you can get as much rest as you possibly can. but thank you guys so much, and thanks for doing what you're doing, and I can't wait to come out and visit.
Yeah. Thank you so much. We look forward to having you.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Have a great day. All right, take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
Stay warm.
Bye.